Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No, he's not black, but he's in the studio with us. Greg Morton is a black man.
So he's American.
This isn't Greg Morton. Who the hell is this?
This would be
what's up, fellas?
a comedy version of a booty call.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
That's Willie Farrell.
Willie Farrell.
Hey, guys.
He was in town last night.
I was doing a show.
Did a corporate?
For the Gibbons and Woodkey law firm.
All right.
Although last night I was calling him, like a seventh grader would, I was calling him Woodcock and Giblets.
In the moment.
That's a good name for a law firm, Woodcock and Giblets.
We know Gibbons, yeah. So you're in town. You saw our buddy Cleet. You said he's Cleet.
Cleet was there. Showed up late, and I had to throw the flag on him for delay of game.
There you go.
But, yeah.
But you're heading back to Des Moines. You figured you'd stop in and say hi.
Why wouldn't you?
And a total surprise.
There's any comic in his right mind, if they have a chance to come on this show and don't take advantage of it, they're idiots.
All right, tell Segura
that's
that
what I say.
Tell Segura that next time you see him, bastard.
I get an email from Colleen last night. Hey, Willie's here for a corporate show, and he's drinking now, so he's spending the night.
Yes.
And I went, well, then send him up.
Okay.
Imagine that.
And Push kept it quiet from us, too.
Yeah, a little surprise for you.
Thank you, man. And welcome.
I'm like a little elf on the shelf.
Oh, you
elf on the shelf.
Yeah, I knew.
Oh, okay.
I knew he was coming.
You are bundled up, but you can take your jacket off and stay a while. Jesus. You got your Nanook of the North jacket on. What the hell?
There you go. Got my Lululemon.
Yeah, there you go. Lululemon.
Right.
That's right.
He's got one of those rib for your pleasure kind of jackets.
Exactly. I wear it inside out, sure.
Willie Farrell's Bears are in first place.
They're not looking bad.
I'm rooting for your
Bears.
Think
about if we actually really had a quarterback.
I know.
How good they might be.
Yeah.
They do.
I don't know about him.
He's the best quarterback they've ever had.
I know, but a couple of those passes, it's like, where in the hell are you throwing that to?
Well, that's quarterback position. Yeah, exactly. Though, you know?
Yeah. Their defense is just
fantastic. Go Bears,
lights
man.
Out.
Anybody but the Packers or the Vikings.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the Packers are the kind of team, the Vikings, they're the kind of teams that are going to try to ruin it for them a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gonna come in, give them a hard
time. That's all they got.
Let's hope.
I hope so.
That's all I have left to cling to.
Because I think that's the last game of the regular season.
Yeah. One of the Bears packs.
That's this weekend.
At
Minnesota.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah.
That's your early game?
It's Thursday, isn't it?
I think it's a noon Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, noon Sunday.
Cool. There's a good game Thursday. Who's playing Thursday?
Tonight.
That's
Chiefs
tonight.
And Chargers.
Chiefs Chargers. There you go. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Am I going to have to cheer for the Packers?
No, why?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, because
they're playing the Bears.
You're never going to catch the Bears.
No, you're not going to catch the Bears. You got to watch the wild card. Yeah.
Yeah, screw the Packers.
So technically, you want the Packers out of it, the wild card race.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't think the Vikings are technically out of it for the North.
It looks like they are.
Really? Sure.
Yeah, they should focus on the wild card. You're right. Yeah. Mathematically, they have a chance.
Mathematically.
But you should, because the Seahawks are going to clinch this weekend probably if they win. They clinch a wild card.
I don't even know
there's only one left.
So go around the table, who actually thinks it's the Super Bowl teams? Who do you think if you had to pick and choose?
Now?
Yeah.
It's not going to be the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots, or the Saints.
You don't think it's going
to be? No, I mean, it probably will be, but I mean, the NFL, it's like the Chargers will come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I think it's.
I can see them making it.
I think it's Saints, Chiefs, Saints, Chargers. And I'm a Steelers fan, but they're
Saints,
just
Chargers.
They're dying on the
left.
The Saints look amazing.
I've gotten to that age where, you know what, I just like the underdog to come. I'd like to see the Chargers. They haven't been there in years.
Well, your boys are underdogs, too.
Yeah,
now,
the Bears actually.
The Bears are underdogs.
You know, Lions or the Browns. How fun would that be? Yeah, get those guys there.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
That's going to take a few years.
Yeah, exactly.
They were there in 94. Give the Vikings a chance.
Who was there in 94?
Chargers.
The Bears were there in 06, weren't they?
Bears were actually there. When was the last time Vikes were there?
70-something?
Probably the 70s.
Wow.
It had to be the 70s.
70s. Yeah, 78, 79.
And they're 0-4 also, right?
They've made
same as the Bills.
Any number of NFC championship games, but never made it past that.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Well, that's funny.
The Bears been there twice, and they won it once, so they're ready again.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll get back into some NFL, but I want to take this time to let everybody know Steph Curry said he was joking about us not landing on the moon.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm glad that he put it to bed, but I think he just say I was wrong and you guys are right. Say that.
Yeah. I think
because he wasn't joking. If you heard that, he was not joking.
If you have to explain that you're joking, that means you're not funny.
No, exactly. You didn't pull it off.
You're not funny.
And Steve Kerr must have got a hold of him because Steve Kerr obviously is outspoken and smart. You know, Steph Curry respects him. That's his head coach. And now, so all of a sudden, Steph Curry says he was joking. He just was silently protesting how stupid it was that people actually took that quote and made it law as, oh, my God, he's a fake moon landing truther.
Did Kyrie Irving really think that the world's flat, though?
He came out and said he was joking here. But he came out and said the same thing. I don't believe either one.
He's not funny.
No, it's not.
I would have respected Steph if he would have just said, look, we were getting really high, and I said something dumb.
No, if you listen to that, all three of those guys were steadfast. They said, no, we don't believe it.
Yeah, the more interesting point was how do we know dinosaurs actually sound like the accepted sound of dinosaurs?
We had a big long email on that, which I didn't read.
It was a good explanation.
Was it?
Like how dinosaurs roll or something?
Well, then one guy who wrote in,
how do we know?
How do we even know they existed?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, well,
fossils.
Right, there's fossils everywhere.
Flintstones. Yeah. I mean, come on, there's a lot of stuff that leads you.
Perfect.
Go to a museum and they put together
fossils,
some bones.
It's not much, but it's a living. Right. Every dinosaur said that back in the day.
That is what they said.
For sure.
Not much, but it's a living. It's like some bird's egg in the kitchen with Wilma trying to clean a glass or something.
I think that was the garbage disposal bird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The poor garbage disposal.
Well, how about when the Family Guy went to a quick Flintstones one, with the actual drawings, and one bird was a toilet. And Fred sits on them all.
That was an entire episode.
Yeah,
wasn't
I believe it was a whole episode. It was one of those non sequiturs.
So, Steph, remember NASA offered, look, come on down. We'll show you. Mm-hmm. We'll show you that we went to the moon. So he actually does credit. And again, this is why I think Steve Kerr got a hold of him. He says he's going to go down to take NASA up on their offer and shine a light on all their tremendous work.
Do you ever think these guys maybe do stuff like that so they can go places? They say something wrong.
Well, Steph Curry is so famous and so popular, he could ask NASA for a trip and they would have given him a show.
Yeah.
I just think they were serious. And then he says, I bet you, I guarantee you, I don't even know. I bet you behind the scenes he still thinks, it didn't happen. But I better
maybe
say
he doesn't even think about it, really, though. I mean, he's got money.
Well, you shouldn't think about it because it happened, then you move on.
I mean, you just,
How does it even come up that he talks about that anyway?
It was a podcast.
He was on a podcast.
It's a bunch of,
They were somebody talking said, about boy, conspiracies.
Your three-pointers, boy, those are like moonshots from, speaking of the moon.
It was three dumb jocks talking sports, talking about that.
Talking about nothing.
It was a bad podcast, which is most of them.
Yeah.
Now, PD and I are going to get on the air and say we don't think that they fake the Masters every year.
It is so fake.
There you go. Exactly.
It's a conspiracy to make us believe there's somewhere that green and beautiful on Earth.
Then Augusta National will invite us down there and let us play a round of golf.
I don't think Stormy Daniels actually had sex with Trump.
What kind
of sex did she have with Trump? I don't believe
Prove it to me, Stormy. That's right.
I don't think she's capable of oral sex.
Exactly. Get that out there. Throw that out there. See who bites.
I don't think your plan works.
Don't say bites.
Whatever. Good point.
It's that time of year for lists, and ESPN has put out a list based on an algorithm to establish the most dominant 20 athletes of 2018. And I'm not going to waste your time with the list.
Please,
there are
don't.
Six of the top 10 are gals, and 10 of the top 10, it is likely. Wait, 9 of the top 10, it is likely nobody has heard of.
Really?
Yep.
They dominate their sport, you mean?
Yes, dominant in their sport. So they put an algorithm on it based on comparative data to 1998 on, and they come up with Simone Biles.
Serena?
Yeah.
Nope, Serena not even in the top 20. Steph Curry not in the top 20, by the way.
So LeBron's got, is he there?
The top 20 dominant athletes of 2018 includes two NBA players, neither one of which is Steph Curry or a Golden State Warrior, and then a horse.
I was going to say,
a horse is an athlete.
Is there a horse?
It's not an athlete.
Dominant. My wife should be in there for marriages because I'm not. dominated really bad last year.
The top 10 includes a gymnast, a marathoner, an MMA, a women's golfer, a swimmer, a snowboarder, a WNBA player, a soccer player, a women's tennis player, and the Novak Djokovic is 10th, and that's probably the name every. I mean, at least there's a chance everybody has
What's
heard.
What's the criteria here? They dominate their sport.
Most dominant of 2018.
Who's the MMA broad that's dominating?
Daniel Cormier.
Okay. The chick Cormier. That beat, what's her face?
Daniel Cormier, that's a guy.
That's a dude.
It's a dude.
That's a guy.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said it was an MMA
now
chick.
Now, you said guy.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, six of the top 10 are girls, though. Yeah. So, anyways, don't waste any more time.
I found
time
out
on
a
that.
Guy that can say gals as easily as you. It's Willie. Willie can say gal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that got
He's
the
old
nice
school, man.
Got the nice gams, long sticks. You know what I'm talking about, baby.
I realize how much gal is in the vernacular, though. Like, other people.
Your vernacular. You know, it was kind of funny. This has nothing to do with anything, but you guys were talking earlier about how you used to do dope on the Lazy Susan.
No.
And I remember when I was younger. I had a buddy, and he had a narcoleptic sister named Susie, and we used to call her Lazy Susan. I remember that. I swear to God.
No, you. That's just,
and actually, when we would do dope, we would actually give her the dope to bring. Hey, Lazy Susan, bring this over to Mikey. Let him have a hit.
Narcoleptic sister named Susie.
Yeah, it was. All right,
I believe
Lazy
you.
Susan.
I believe you.
Okay.
I don't know if I do, but that's funny. I like
no,
that.
It was actually true.
It's true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan, because she was fun. Let's make fun of the narcoleptic.
Yeah, that's right. We'd pass dope, rather. We'd give it to her to bring over to somebody else, and half the time she wouldn't make it over there. You know?
Like what kind of dope?
Just pot. You know,
pot.
Just,
oh, okay.
Take a hit and say, hey, did Lazy Susan bring that over halfway there?
You know, because we were talking about some kind of dope, but,
wake her up.
Lazy Susan could have used some cocaine, obviously. Yeah.
Exactly. No, back in my day, back in the 70s, that was everybody was freebasing. Which was and I had one story about freebasing. I remember I went to a party and everybody's freebasing. I tried it, and I remember afterwards, a huge black guy came up and said, "Y'all owe us $100." And I remember looking at my friend, going, "I could have bought shoes. I could have bought shoes."
Oh,
and
that's how $700?
And that's how I cured myself.
That's a lot of
but
money.
That's,
late
instead
70s,
of saying
man.
Just say no to dope, my thing was you could have bought shoes.
You must.
I like that.
Smoked a lot.
No, I didn't. My friends did, but I was always there.
Yeah.
Just wait for them to pass out and then
take
their girlfriend.
$100.
Yeah.
I could have bought shoes.
Could have bought that. Shoes. Remember that.
Remember that.
That Dr. Christine Blasey Ford made kind of her first appearance since all the crap she had to go through with that Senate Judiciary Committee, and she presented Sports Illustrated's Inspiration of the Year Award. I don't know that I'd have heard of this one, but I appreciate it in this case. To the first victim that came out against all the Mark Nasser, the USA Gymnastics crap.
Right.
Yeah, the first victim of that.
What a scumbag he is.
Said that she took a huge risk to ensure that, you know, the abuse would stop.
Yeah. Who was that? It was an Olympic chick, wasn't it?
Rachel Den Hollander.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't the Olympic chick then. She just
there was a few that came on afterwards,
Right.
Yeah.
Like 250.
Yeah.
But nothing happened to Michigan State.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable that the NCAA has done nothing to them at all.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Mel Reed, you never heard of her? Google her. You maybe have seen her. Great LPGA golfer in gal news. She has come out as a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. And she's wait a minute. A female golfer is a lesbian?
No.
Yes. Stop the presses.
Yeah.
But finally, somebody has said, yes, that's true, because most of them don't come out.
Yeah.
And she has come out.
There's
not afraid of losing sponsors.
There's no out-of-the-closet women golfers that are...
No.
Out of the closet? Really?
This is going to be an epidemic.
Not me. I'm familiar with.
Pretty soon, you better check softball and the WNBA. See if there's any in there.
They're all
there's
over,
a couple
man.
In WNBA, I think we know of.
Are they out?
Oh, yeah. They're
Brittany
out.
Griner's
they're
married.
Yeah, she's married to like another
married
player.
There's more. Yeah. There's plenty out in WNBA,
But this LPGA, this is the first one I'm really aware of. Especially, and she's high profile, great European player on their Ryder Cup team, the Gals Ryder Cup, if you will.
Yeah.
But Google her name. And you'll think that some lucky gal gets to, you know.
Well, Craig's going to Google that and then put in nude like he always does. So. He's doing it right now, bro.
There he goes.
No, I wasn't listening.
Okay,
oh, perfect. Google Mel Reed. There you
go.
R-E-I-D.
Yeah. Thank you.
This day in 2003, we all remember where we were when the great Jason White won the Heisman Trophy.
I have no idea who that even is.
Exactly.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Oklahoma,
yeah. Yeah.
He didn't do much in the NFL, though, did he?
He did not go to the NFL.
Oh, he didn't go. No. That's right. Yeah.
Isn't there like a thing where most Heisman trophies really don't do well in the NFL?
Well, it right? changed a little bit over the years, but it did have a streak like that.
I don't think that's usually bad criteria. The thing is to be the best college football player. I mean, the NFL's a different sport.
Yeah, it totally is. And right. you can be a great college football player and never even make it in the NFL.
A couple weeks ago, I was hanging out with the guy that came in second to Bo Jackson in the closest Heisman Trophy.
Chuck Long.
You're with Chuck, huh?
Yeah, Chuck, he lives in Des Moines, and he's like a buddy, so we hang out. But I always bring that up every once in a while. You're like, we'll be doing something else. Oh, that was close. Whatever it is, I'll always say, that was close. How close?
Oh, man.
And I just constantly bring up things that are close.
If you're going to lose one that close.
Yeah, Bo Jackson's a guy. Better to lose it than Jason White. Yeah, you'd be pissed off there.
This is one of the closest ones. This is one of the closest ones ever. Yeah. I know Iowa fans are still pissed, but the bottom line is he lost to at least
Bo Jackson, the
best athlete ever, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly,
Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Bo knew Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Bo's, Bo Pelini, 51 years old today.
Happy birthday, Bo! Still getting money from the Lincoln?
I think so. Another probably couple years. Yeah. Ricky Fowler turns 30 today. Pro golfer. Who's taller?
Pelini.
Well, can you count Fowler's hats that he wears and big, giant, goofy-looking hats?
He does have the tall
Puma
hat.
Hats.
They are goofy hats,
he does have
man.
A tall hat.
Yeah. Ricky Fowler doesn't look that tall, but...
Obviously, I don't think Pelini was a monster, but he's definitely taller than Fowler.
Yeah, I don't think Fowler's 6 foot.
Fowler keeps his caddy in his hat, I heard, every once in a while. Pulls him out to pull the pen.
What does that mean?
He said, pull the pen. Fowler takes the hat off. The caddy jumps down, pulls
Got
the pen,
boss.
Then runs back, gets back in the hat.
I don't know about that one. I'll believe that lazy shoe.
And every once in a while, he's up there and goes, I like sight. He's good.
I'm going to have to watch him.
He only got to buy one plane ticket then.
Come on, Senior Wences. That was one of the classics.
I liked it.
Ricky Fowler, 5'9".
Okay.
Pelini's taller than that.
Bo Pelini, an algorithm-based 6 foot.
Oh, yeah, the look? You stood beside the guy a bunch of times.
A million times, He's 6 foot. Right. And then more proof, Bill Snyder is a witch. Bill Snyder, Witch Snyder, longtime Kansas State coach.
Yeah.
You know, fixed his cancer with Eye of Newt.
Right.
He's retiring, and he had just re-signed a deal in August, extended him through 2022, and it had a new buyout clause in it for $3 million. So he's retired. You wouldn't think he would get that, but he's going to get his buyout clause like he was fired.
Wow.
Even though he just retired.
How old the cat is he? He's pretty
78.
Old. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in which years? He's 154, I think.
He's got money.
But that's kind of unprecedented. Like,
yeah, he did some kind of mind meld trick there.
Right.
Like, I'm retiring.
I'm retiring, but you're going to
Here's a picture of Bill in front of the cauldron.
Right.
And he says, stirring something.
To buy out my contract.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to leave, but you're going to pay me the rest of my contract.
And then they're going to continue to pay him. He's probably going to stick around as a ambassador and fundraiser, as he should.
Just bury him in the end zone, for Christ's sake.
They should. Yeah. Chop him up into
Bill
rubber
Snyder.
Pellets for the field turf.
Yeah, that's right. But he's not
Time you see that toe slide,
but
you
he's
see
a
just
witch.
Some of Bill popping up. That's
There's the old
first time Bill's
Bill.
Popped up in years.
Yeah.
Thursday night football, as big a game as Thursday night gets really in the regular season. Clippers and Chiefs. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites in Kansas City. This could be for home field throughout the playoffs and the AFC side, potentially.
The game's in KC tonight? The
game's in Kansas City.
All right. We're at 8:19 Central, and that is Willie Farrow, and it is a live show. He just stopped in because he was
because I love you guys
because he came to Omaha to get his dope.
Love you, that's right. Get Lazy Susan in the car right now.
Spin that thing over this
way. To come in, and she just said,
"We have no traffic or weather for you. Just the time check.
That's it. We'll do the time check.
That's the first.
You're
time
all confused
check.
About what time it was.
That's the first time check we've done all year.
Yeah, and we'll have it again.
Yeah, perfect. Last one too."
So for some AFC West news, you know, the Broncos, not sure if they're going to keep their coach or not. And he this week ripped Von Miller, Broncos quarterback Von Miller, for trying to jump the snap count, which is kind of what his game is. You know, he studies film and he uses his instincts to jump the snap count and get sacks. That's what he does, right?
Yeah, but he got a lot of offsides calls.
He did. He had three against the Niners. So the coach was ripping him. And Von Miller's quote, I guess in retort would be, that's part of my game. I have 97 sacks. Probably 80 of them came off of getting a great jump. Yeah, I jumped off sides, but quarterbacks throw interceptions too. You don't tell them to not throw the ball downfield anymore. So I'm guessing Vance Johnson will be gone soon.
Yeah, you're right. He's knocking on the door. Yeah. I don't want this guy here anymore.
Coach and quarterback. There's Von
no.
Miller.
It's one of those no vote of confidence from Von Miller.
I was watching that, but he got three pretty quickly.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah, he really did.
He really wasn't. It didn't seem he was paying attention then.
And I'm actually wondering if they have told Case Keenum to not throw the ball down the field anymore, because he freaking don't. John Harbaugh reportedly
Has, Petey.
John well, he Lehman? Did with the Vikings a little bit. No. Get out of the pocket and throw it to Diggs or Thielen. You don't have 2,000-yard receivers without a quarterback throwing it down the field. No, and they had that last year.
That was a lot of yards after catch. He doesn't have a deep ball.
No, but, I mean, he throws it about 7 yards. He throws it about 7 yards.
You need a real quarterback. You need a real quarterback.
Hell of a screen passer.
Yeah. Amen. John Harbaugh, Ravens coach, reportedly needs a playoff appearance or you know, something like that to keep his job. So now he's announced Lamar Jackson. Despite Joe Flacco being healthy, the guy that ruined the Ravens.
I was going to say, where is Flacco? He's healthy.
He's healthy now, but they're going to announce that Lamar Jackson's going to remain the starting quarterback for the Ravens, who are in the playoff picture. Mm-hmm. And also going to remain on the Ravens. We haven't got to this week, but Patrick Ricard, fullback, D lineman. He's a rare two-way kind of player. A bunch of social media tweets surfaced from him back in the early 2010s.
How old was he? I'm not defending these guys.
Let's see. Well, he came out of Maine in 2017, so, you know, he was probably a teenager, middle teenager.
What, is he homophobic or is he racist?
Well, both. And F-words and hard R words.
Oh, right.
the hard R. Okay. Yeah, the hard R. A lot of these tweets. So Harbaugh left it up to the teammates what they wanted to do with
this
guy.
Is he a white dude?
Yeah, he's a white dude.
Okay.
And teammates say he's okay, so he's going to stay on the team.
But the teammates say why he's from Maine.
No, he didn't know any better.
He also said Neil Armstrong didn't land on the moon because he was a queer. So
don't check Willie's old tweets. Because he was a queer. I can see the correlation there. Exactly. That's Willie Farrell. Willie Farrell for you. He's with us this morning.
Yeah.
Nice surprise. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.